Definitely. Respected listeners, we are speaking about the life of Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Madani Desai Rahimahullah, who had passed away. We have online with us the brother-in-law of Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Hazrat Mufti Yaqub Minti Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum. And we are speaking about Hazrat Maulana's life. Inshallah, before the end of the program, I'll try and summarize what has thus far been said. We have just done the half an hour, and we've just come out of Maulana's life after studying and completing. Maulana completed in 1976, and Hazrat Maulana Bannori Rahimahullah was there to conduct the final dars, and obviously what is known as the Starabandi. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, please do carry on.
After Hazrat Maulana completed, he spent 3 Ramadans in Saharanpur and 2 in Nizamuddin. We can see the places where Hazrat Maulana stayed, where the cream of the crop of ulama were at that time. The last Ramadan in 1976 was passed in Nizamuddin and Saharanpur. Hazrat Maulana was feeding down at one time, and he went to the company of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sheikhul Hadith Rahmatullah Alayh and presented his condition to Hazrat Sheikh. Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh said, "Don't feel like this. Make tawbah. Think that the wealth of everyone is at your feet." At the end of the discussion, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh told Maulana, "Jao, Allah aapko bohot dega."
Allah.
So he took the du'as of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh, was a kutub of that time. After graduation, Hazrat Maulana came to Nizamuddin to spend 9 months in Jamaat. In those days, it was not 1 year for ulama, it was 9 months. And it's very interesting to note how Maulana spent these 9 months. He spent most of the time at the Markaz in Nizamuddin. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi had a lot of love for him, as Nizamuddin was like his own home. Every holiday during his studies, he used to come from Pakistan to Nizamuddin. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah was greeting, and while he was in his 9 months spending time in Jamaat, he made a special request to arriving to allow Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Madani Rahmatullah Alayh to come to Nizamuddin to do the English translation at the Markaz and at the Istimas. Hazrat Maulana made many safars in India with Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Alayh during his 9 months as a translator. In 1977, Hazrat Maulana spent Ramadan in Nizamuddin. Every year on the 27th night of Ramadan, this is a norm in Nizamuddin. Tashkil used to be made for all the mukimeen at the Markaz to renew their intentions and to continue their khidmat till the end of their lives. Hazrat Maulana recounts that he also made his intention to make khidmat of deen for the rest of his life under Mashwara. When he stood up, then Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi asked him, "Will you make khidmat under whose Mashwara?" For Maulana's question of Hazrat Ji, Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, on behalf of Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Madni, "He will make khidmat under your Mashwara." Hazrat Maulana recalls, Hazrat Ji became extremely happy and he made a lot of dua for him. And up to today, the Darul Uloom that Hazrat Maulana had established in Camperdown is under the name of Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi Madrasa in Amiya. During that same Ramadan, when Maulana made itikaf in Nizamuddin with Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maulana saw 2 dreams during the itikaf. And after seeing these dreams, he went to Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi for the interpretation. In the first dream he had seen, Hazrat Ji was feeding him with apples with his hands. He asked Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi the following morning, "What is the interpretation of this dream that I see you feeding me with apples and I'm eating apples from your hand?" Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi told him, you will do the actions of the people of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
The second dream that Maulana seen, there were dead people lying all around him. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was blowing on them, and they were coming back to life, one after the other. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was asked for the interpretation of this dream, and Hazrat gave him two interpretations. One interpretation is, you will revive deen in the ummah in your country. And the other interpretation, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said to him, Allah will use you as a means of gathering your family and uniting the ummah.
Subhanallah.
So, Mawlana always used to mention these dreams to us, and even the interpretations of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Towards the end of Ramadan that year, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was very worried, as Mawlana's 7 months, 9 months, 7 chillas was coming to an end, and what will be the mashwara regarding him. Hazrat had great lot of concern for him. Mashwara was made, and Hazrat Mawlana was then requested to go home, get married, and do the khidmat in South Africa. Therefore, in the year 1977, Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Idamul Hassan, and all the Akabirin came for Hajj on the 25th of December, 1977. Hazrat Mawlana's nikah took place in Medina Munawwara after the Asr Salat at Madrasa Isha'atul Ulum. You remember, Mawlana was born in Medina, and now his nikah also taking place in Madinatul Munawwara. The nikah was performed by Hazrat Mawlana Inamul Hassan Sahib, and in the present, in the nikah of Hazrat Mawlana in 1977 in Medina was Kutubul Aktab, Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mufti Mahmood Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mufti Ashik Ilahi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mawlana Umar Paranpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Mawlana always used to say, after my nikah, Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib gave me a gift, not only for myself, but even for my wife, Apa. Qazi Abdul Qadir, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, also gave Mawlana a gift. So this was the studying days in the nikah of Hazrat Mawlana Mahmood Madani Rahmatullahi Ali. Mawlana, can I continue when Mawlana came back from South Africa?
We are speaking about the life of Hazrat Mawlana Mahmood Madani Rahimahullah, and we are coming to the point, we have just about 15 minutes left for the end of the program, and we are discussing now Mawlana's return to South Africa, and obviously thereafter we are going to be speaking about Mawlana's personal life and some of the qualities Mawlana had, apart from the what we would know him as in terms of the public person, but the family person. And we are speaking about what Mufti Yaqub Minti Sahib Dhamad Barakatum. Mufti Sahib, please do carry on in the life of Mawlana with regards to his South African portion of his life.
In 1978, Hazrat Mawlana returned from his studies and his 9 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In February 1978, Hazrat Mawlana came to Peter Maritzburg and started a madrasa, as Mawlana Harun Sahib just alluded in the beginning, Madrasa Hifdul Quran. It was the first official Hifz class in Peter Maritzburg, and under the tutorship and help of Dr. Muhammad Badat and Hazrat Mawlana's elder brother, Musa Bhai Desai, they took the initiative to start this madrasa, and Mawlana started the first Hifz class, official Hifz class in Peter Maritzburg. There is no time to go into naming those students who were in the initial stages in the Hifz class. The first completion of the Hifz was in 1980, 2 years after Mawlana started this Hifz class. The first batch of students, 4 boys who completed Hifz under the Amirship of Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Haq Umar Ji Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was the guest of honor in Pietermaritzburg. That was when Maulana started the Hisras, continued teaching for a period of 8 to 10 years. In between, Maulana left Pietermaritzburg, then went to Richmond and was involved in the family business. Maulana was an excellent businessman. I know I traveled far and wide with him. I used to see many major businessmen coming to Hazrat Maulana and making mashwara with him regarding business and business ethics. And he used to guide the businessman how to do Islamic trade and how to do trade with Zillahiyat and with Ikhlas. In 1994, Hazrat Maulana then left the family business and started, as Maulana Harun Saab alluded in the beginning, the first students of Madrasa in Amia in Camperdown, in a garage where there were two rooms. In one room, Hazrat Maulana used to stay, and the other room, the students used to stay. Hazrat Maulana was with them all the time, until in 1995, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi bought the first piece of land with a house on the outskirts of Camperdown. And this was the beginning of Darul Uloom al-In'amiya in Camperdown.
Mufti Sahib, we've been through some of the aspects of Darul Uloom. Mm-hmm. I would like to just now perhaps, in coming to some sort of conclusion on Mufti Sahib's life, perhaps you could give us some of the aspects about Mufti Sahib's life, how he was beyond the board.
I'm going to mention to you regarding his family life, his wife, his children, and some of the excellent qualities Hazrat Maulana had.
Please carry on, Mufti Sahib.
Ji. Hazrat Maulana was married to Apa Sabira, who was the student of Maulana Ahmad Haturani, Rahmatullah Alayhi in Besal. As I mentioned in the beginning, and I'm saying it again, Hazrat Maulana had great respect for the Asatiza. He made it a duty upon himself to visit Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Haturani Rahmatullah Alayhi in Pretoria, and then when Hazrat moved to Johannesburg, to take his wife always to Hazrat Maulana's house, because Hazrat Maulana was the ustad of his wife. This was an excellent quality of Maulana. He used to visit Hafiz Abdul Rahman Rahmatullah Alayhi. He used to visit Maulana Ahmad Haturani Rahmatullah Alayhi. And as Maulana mentioned, from this marriage to Apa Sabira, they had three excellent children. And what I want to mention is not to show the children that were from this union, but what worry Hazrat Maulana had for his daughters and son. His eldest daughter is married to Mufti Muhammad Minti, who initiated the institution Mazahirul Uloom in Athol in Senton. And she runs a home madrasa, a maktab, at home in Crosby. Maulana supervises this madrasa. He had fikr for this madrasa. He always worries about this maktab, although Maulana lived in Camperdown and she lived in Crosby in Johannesburg. And he always used to say he wanted to see his sons and his daughters always engaged in the khidmat of deen. As far as his son, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria rahmatullah, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria damat barakatuhum, he completed his hijj in Camperdown by his father. And after that, after the third year, because there was no fourth year in Camperdown, Hazrat Maulana made fikr, took him to his ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman, and then kept him in the company of Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab in Darul Uloom, Azadwal. In Darul Uloom, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria completed the Alim course, he completed the Ifta, and now Hazrat Maulana is the senior ustad in Darul Uloom Madrasa in Amia in Camperdown. You've just heard from Maulana Harun Saab. He has been now appointed the Muhtameem and the principal of the madrasa. Hazrat Maulana's third daughter is Apa Zakira. She is married to Maulana Farhad Baila from Peter Marisburg, who is an ustad at Madrasa Tartilul Quran in Peter Marisburg. Maulana made sure, as his first daughter runs a maktab from home, he made sure that Apa Zakira also teaches from her home in Peter Marisburg. I know many a times Hazrat Maulana makes fikr of visiting this maktab at his daughter's place, and he used to take out time to take imtihan of the children at this very maktab. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayh had great fikr how his children could be involved in the khidmat of deen so that they can derive the most benefit from the knowledge that they have. Another very striking quality of Hazrat Maulana was that he loved and he nurtured his grandchildren with great love and muhabbat and care. He used to have incentives for his grandchildren and for them to complete certain aspects of deen. Any child he used to tell from his grandchildren, he used to tell them, you keep 30 rozas for the whole month of Ramadan under the age of 10, I will give you a Kruger coin. And Maulana did that with several of his grandchildren. His grandchildren who are doing hifz, completing hifz, he used to have an incentive for them that for every para that you complete, you will receive 1,000 rand. So by the time the first grandchild completed his hifz, he had 30,000 rand in his pocket just because of the incentive of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayh. He loves his family, is unimaginable. I will give you one example how Maulana went out of his way to love his family. In 2003, on the 29th of Ramadan, my marhum father passed away. Hazrat Maulana was sitting in a sunnah i'tikaf at the masjid. But because Hazrat Maulana had great love for me, Hazrat Maulana broke his sunnah i'tikaf and attended the janazah of my father. So much of love he had for his family. Maulana had great passion in doing things. Whenever he went on safar and he bought mangoes or pineapples or any kind of fruit, he would bring it in large numbers, distribute them among the asatizah of the madrasa and to all his family members, all his brothers and sisters, and wherever he could reach. And in the last life of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Maulana made i'tikaf with Maulana Tutla, Damat Barakatuhum, in the masjid, madrasa, in Amiya Masjid for the last 4 years. Many people used to make i'tikaf with Hazrat Maulana, a great lover of family and grandchildren and his children, and he leaves an example, a shining example for all of us.
Before we carry on, we have a call on the line. Call, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Maulana, and our beloved listeners.
Ameen, inshallah. Maulana, your input for tonight's program?
My name is Bilal Islam Mzalose, who is residing in Chatsworth, and I studied in Madrasa in Amiya also from 1998 till 2008. I completed my studies, and with regards to the madrasa, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give jaza khair, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use it and accept it ikhlas ke saath ila yawmiddin till the day of qiyamah. With regards to our Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Madini Desai Sahib Rahmatul Ali, when I was in madrasa 1998, I was a small boy. From the many great works that Maulana did besides teaching is the tarbiyah that Maulana has made of the students, that Maulana is to make sure that each and every student must feel that Maulana is a father and Maulana is a friend, and Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali is very close to them, assist them and do everything. What is happening that in madrasa, the very important thing that Maulana instilled in every student is that every student has to respect the ustaz. When it came to the asatiza, Mulana Rahmatullah Ali, he used to always say, one, you know, Mulana used to call the face chun chun. Put that chun chun right. If you ever pull that chun chun of yours to any of the ustaz, you must know you leave madrasa. And I'm doing this for your own good. Being in madrasa for such a long time, I think last week, Friday, I was on Channel Islam and I was asked about it. Ajib, it's with the fitness that the youngsters are facing today, with the drugs and the different fitness, question was asked to me, that how did you manage? I said, I give credit to being in madrasa. For this long time that I was in madrasa, Mulana Rahmatullah Ali did not only teach me ilm-e-deen, but also with regards to the tarbiyat and putting fikr of deen in the students that were there. Alhamdulillah, I took a great qismat, I took a great share, and I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give Mulana jazah khair, fully qabr al-nur, and give him jannatul firdaws. And also at the same time, when it came to learning, Mulana was so active that he will come early morning. Now obviously you know the students, those students that burn the midnight oil will always shine. They will get up sometimes 2 o'clock, some of them, like Sati of mine, Mulana Ahmad Dadabai, who is staying in Ladysmith. I know he had the habit of getting up, him and many other students, Mulana Huzaifa Masan, who is in Chatswood area. They used to get up sometimes 2 o'clock, right till Fajr time, making sure that they know the sabak. Mulana will come at that time, and he will make sure that he's ready to take the student sabak. Sabak, 2 sabaks, and your sabak door must be finished by then. This was with regards to the ilam, and Mulana will put a lot of fikr, and those students that were weak, he will read for them one line sabak and give them advices, give them nasihat on how to learn. And Mulana will make sure that before we go for breakfast, all of us must go for a run from the madrasa to the stop street. So when we come back, that we have breakfast, and if anyone needed to take a shower, take a shower. When we go to the Darul Quran, the Hifz class, the way that the students used to read, because they are fresh now, they had breakfast and starting of the day, from far it used to sound like the buzzing of the bees. And when it came to lunchtime, Mulana will make sure that, why, see, you have lunch quickly and you must go and sleep. And then afternoon we stress again for class. Mulana used to stress a lot on siesta qailula, because they say most of you boys are getting up long before Fajr, that is tahajjud time, and you are learning. So you need that rest. You go make aram bhai, aram karo. Inshallah, in the afternoon class will start again. And after asar, Mulana had a hadith that he will speak to the boys and give them nasihat on what they are doing, that is the ilm-e-deen, and also give them nasihat of the dunya, that you are in the stomach of the madrasa. Make sure that you come out fully formed. If the nasihat we give you, that akhlaq we're trying to put into you, you do not take it in you, then you will go outside of the stomach of this madrasa in a deformed. You'll be deformed. So Mulana used to give us nasihat and advices, and we used to play ball also after asar, mashallah. Mulana Rahmatullah Ali was also active. I remember once playing ball, Mulana took me, what you will say, Mulana took me, and I ran this side, and Mulana went on the other side, and then he laughed. He said, why you call yourself a soccer player? How did I pass you? So we play ball, and then quickly let.
I think the phone just cut on that one there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Mufti Saab, are you there with us?
Ji.
Mufti Saab, we have 2 minutes and Mufti Saab can conclude, inshallah.
My only advice, what we learn from Hazrat Maulana's life, is the dua of the Akabirin. If we take the dua of the Akabirin, we can go very far in life. As we've seen, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi took the dua of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mufti Zainul Abidin Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and all the Akabir from the Madani family as well. Allah Ta'ala keep us always attached to these Akabirin, so that we can live our lives like them, and we can meet the death as Hazrat Mulana has met.
Ameen, inshallah. Mufti Saab, Jazakallah so much for your time, and condolences to yourself and the family as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all ni'ma al-badr.
Ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Respected listeners, we had another amazing 1.5 hours speaking about the life of Hazrat Mawlana Mahmud Desai rahimahullah. We close in a few seconds with one clip of Mufti Saab, inshallah. Next week, inshallah, we will try and do Hazrat Mawlana Asaji Saab that passed away. And the following week, inshallah, we're going to be doing with regards to Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Haq Ubadi rahimahullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. From myself, Ubaidullah Boja, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.